catch my mind.
Will be
prophecies fulfilling and signs of the times.
This message is a message that came to me in the oddest place. I wasn't sitting reading my Bible at home. I wasn't during prayer time that this message come to me. I'm driving the truck out of Coal River. I don't know if anybody know where Coal River is. You can't get there from here. Down Route 3, all the way down past Marsh Fork and down that way. I'm coming up out of there, and I got the CBs on, and the county radio's going, and I got the radio going. All three at one time. You're like, how do you know what's going on? Man, you done got tuned in. You know what's going on, every one of them. And about that time, it's just like the Lord hit me with this message. And I got to shaking, and I just like everything tuned out, and I'm like, my Lord, thank you so much for this. Give me. I went home and I jotted down the title and I started praying as the Lord started giving me this message. And I want to share it with you here tonight. If you will turn your Bible to 1 Kings chapter number 17. 1 Kings chapter number 17. Now, I'm going to say this. If you're going to expect me to be led of the Holy Spirit and preaching the power of the Holy Spirit, I'm going to expect you to listen in the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Not just hear, but listen.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go.
Then when it's all said and done, we're all going to react in the power of the Holy Spirit. I think we'll be pleasing unto God.
Amen.
Hey, do we want to have church or not?
Yes,
and we can go down the road and say we had church. I went to church. But I want to feel church tonight. And if we're ever going to do that, we're going to have to let the Holy Spirit loose in us. Amen. I'm afraid in a lot of our churches, we done got so dignified, oh boy, that we beat the Holy Spirit in the corner and dare it to come out. I'm asking you today. You might step outside your zone, and you might raise up your hand for the very first time in your Christian walk, and you might give it a little shake.
Yeah.
You might open. You might even grin for the first time in church. If you're saved, you should grin every once in a while. I wish I told my church, I wish I had a full-length mirror I could put behind me just so you could see what I see when I'm preaching.
Yeah.
It'll scare you sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm just asking, if I'm going to mind the Holy Spirit, you mind the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
I hope you got to 1 Kings chapter 17. If you did, say amen.
Amen.
Go read a familiar story. Just a little bit of background. We know that Elijah stood before the king and said, it ain't going to rain no more. How in the heck can I wash my neck if it ain't going to rain no more? We know he went down by the brook and he hid out down by the brook, and the ravens came and dropped his food right into his hand, and he drank from the brook. It came a point of time when the brook dried up and he had to move on. And we'll pick up the scriptures right here. Let's get to verse number 10. And he rose and went to Zaith. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, a widow woman was there gathering sticks. And he called to her and says, "Fetch me, I pray, a little water in a vessel that I may drink." He's like, "Well, that ain't nothing big." I want you to look at the scriptures now. We're reading the scriptures, but I want you to look at the scriptures. What is going on in the scriptures? Yeah. It's a famine. It ain't rain. "Hey, woman, go get me some water." Yeah. Wonder why he said, "Get me a little water." Because about a little water is all she had.
Right.
If the brook doesn't dry up, she didn't have nothing either.
Right.
"Go get me a little water." Listen. What her reaction was right here, as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, "Bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thy hand." She said, "As the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake but a handful of meal in the barrel and a little oil in the cruse. And behold, I'm gathering up two sticks that I may go in and dress it for me and my son that we may eat and die." Sounds to me like this woman was up against the wall.
Yeah.
You ever been up against the wall where nothing else is going to help you?
Right.
I mean, when you get to the point to where there is no other help, she's just going to die. There's some folks in our churches today are up against the wall.
Amen.
They're up against the wall spiritually, physically, and mentally.
Yeah.
They're up against the wall. They're at their last meal. They're come to the very end.
Yeah.
Here come the preacher. "Go fetch me some water. Go get me a cake of bread that I can eat." She tells the preacher, says, "Listen, all I have is just enough for me and my boy. We're going to go make this little cake and we're going to eat and we're just going to die because there's nothing else left."
Yeah.
So read the Bible now. Look at it. Just don't read it. Look at the Bible, what the Bible's saying right here. What's going on? It says, and Elijah said unto her, verse 13, "Fear not, go and do as thou hast said. But make me," now listen to this, "make me thereof the little cake first."
Yeah.
"I want you to go make mine first.
Yeah.
And bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail until the day of the Lord send his rain upon the earth." Verse 15 says, "She went and did according to the saying of Elijah. She and he and her house did eat many days."
Yeah.
"And the barrel of meal waste not, neither did the cruse of oil fail until the word of the Lord which spake by Elijah." All right, we read it. But there were some things happened there.
Yeah.
Our Heavenly Father, we ask, Lord, that you, by the power of the Holy Spirit, Lord, you just fill me here right now.
Yeah.
This is the last message I'm ever going to preach, Lord. Use me all up right now.
Yeah.
Lord, let the people hear in the power of the Holy Spirit. Lord, we need some help here tonight. I need some help here tonight. Lord, I love you and I thank you, Lord. We ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
I titled the message, "Don't Stop in the Midst of the Miracle." Don't stop in the midst of the miracle. So, is this guy that went crazy? Can I ask you something? If that woman never went back to the barrel, the miracle never would have happened.
Think about that.
That's right.
God's wanting to say, do you believe that only the miracles happen in the Old Testament? Do you think it only happened in the new part of the New Testament? My Bible says God does not change. Amen?
Amen.
If he's the same yesterday, the same today, and the same tomorrow, I believe he's sending miracles every single day.
Amen.
I believe the reason why, there's a reason why we're not seeing these miracles happen in our life. This widow woman showed me some things in the Word of God. Number one, she showed me compassion. She showed me concern. She showed me charity. This woman's up against the wall. She's ready to die. She has nothing else. No doubt this woman tried to get something else to eat. No, she tried everywhere, tried to bump something here and there for her and her son, but failed. Nothing came her way. She was done.
Right. Yeah.
But here comes a man. Fetch me a little water. Oh, she had compassion on him. He was thirsty. She gave the water that she had. Maybe she was thinking, well, I'm going to die anyways. I might as well just give it away. Let's not just waste it anyways. Then she had concern when he says, give me something to eat. Bring me a little cake for me and fix it to me first. Man, this guy's hungry. Me and the boy's going to die anyway, so we might as well just give it away too. Just go ahead and die earlier. She showed charity. She showed some love toward this man. She did. Gave him the water. Gave him the cake of bread first.
Yeah.
Just maybe her miracle wouldn't have happened if she didn't show these three things. Can I say this tonight? I believe God would test her, see if she was worthy of a miracle.
Right.
If I was to ask you tonight, are you worthy of a miracle in your life? Or would you waste the miracle? Would you just cast it aside? A lot of things I see in this little story right here that we read many times in the Word of God. And we focus upon the sticks she was gathering. We focus upon the little bit of cake. Then we focus upon the meal barrel. I tell you, if she would have went back to the meal barrel, you know what was fascinating to me? There wasn't no meal in that barrel. When she looked down in it, all she seen was the bottom of the barrel. She had had faith to get the dipper and run it down into an empty barrel. When she come up, there was meal in that.
Right, that's right.
I mean, it don't take a lot of faith. You open the barrel and there's meal in it, amen. You're looking down there, there ain't nothing in it, amen. Maybe your checkbook, your bank account ain't got nothing in it.
Yeah.
Think about that. Maybe you're done to your wit's end and your mind is gone and there's nothing left of it. Maybe you're here tonight. God's going to send you a miracle. Maybe we need to have a little compassion.
Yeah.
A little concern for others. A little charity or love for. Can I tell you something? We figured out what church was about. It's not about programs.
No.
Social events, it's not about none of that. Well, how do you draw people into the church? You know how we figured it out? Can I give you the secret of church? Love Him. Love one another.
Yes. Amen.
Did He not say
that's what He said,
that it all hinges upon that?
Yeah.
Not social events, not this or that in the church. It all focused upon loving Him and loving one another.
Amen.
If we get this down, we're going to have church.
Amen.
Well, you don't understand what He did to me. Who cares? God don't care. Amen. It's up to you to get right with Him.
Yeah. Amen.
He don't need to come get right with you.
That's right.
Come get right with the Lord.
Amen.
Well, they made me so mad. That's up to you. That's on you.
Yeah. Right.
He gives you the capability to ask for forgiveness of sin and to forgive anybody of anything that they did.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm afraid we quit way too early on our miracles.
Yes, sir. You're right.
The Lord provides them every single day. We got a miracle-giving God.
Yes, sir.
He just wants to bless us with miracles. And He starts into a miracle and we quit on the miracle. We stop praying. and we stop praising His name.
Yes.
When the miracle starts, oh, we'll shout the door down, then we'll quit and say, well, that's it. We got our miracle.
Yeah, you're helping us.
Yeah. Can I say something? Even if that lady went back the first time, looked down in an empty barrel, and she run that dipper down in it, pulled up and had meal in it, that's enough to shout the roof down.
Right.
That would be enough to praise His holy name for what He did there. But if she didn't go back to the barrel, the miracle would have ended right there.
Right.
She had to keep going back.
Yeah, that's good.
She had to keep going back to the barrel in order for the miracle to continue on.
Yes, amen.
She had to go back.
Yes, amen.
I'm looking at this. Miracles in our life, and there's so many miracles take place. Number one, can I tell you this? The miracle in the midst of our lives, our very own lives. Can I tell you, salvation is a miracle?
Amen. Amen.
The day the Lord saved me, that was a miracle from God. Amen. I had nothing to do with it. I couldn't save myself, but the miracle God dropped down on me and He saved my everlasting soul. But I can't stop in the midst of a miracle. Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah.
Can't stop. Yeah. Gotta keep praising His name and praying. Amen. Not to keep my salvation, but to have that life, that abundant life that God told me He came to give us.
Yes,
amen. If I ain't mistaken, He came to give life and give it more abundantly. That's here on this side of the graveyard. I ain't talking about money in the bank. I ain't talking about gated communities. I ain't talking about all that nonsense. I'm talking about peace with God, peace with man. Boy, I'm going to tell you, you can't buy that at Walmart. But we stop in the midst of the miracle. We stop praying. We stop praising His name. And we lose that life more abundantly. More times than once we do this. God wants to bless every one of us here tonight.
Yes.
He's just standing on the edge of His throne. He's got all these blessings wrapped in His hands. He's wanting to drop them on us. But yet we just stop in the midst of a miracle. He says, no, it ain't worth it. Can I tell you what another miracle is in the midst of our lives? For Him to unfold that Word of God to where I can understand it. Amen. I can't even read, but God unveils the Word of God as a children's storybook.
Yes,
that is a miracle.
Yes, it is.
I can see myself and people thousands of years ago. I can see how undone I was and how wretched I was and how helpless I was in the precious Word of God. Can I tell you, the devil don't do that. He don't reveal how bad you are. He don't reveal what hell's like. He don't reveal that.
That's right.
I thank God for the miracle every day that He saved my everlasting soul. I'm glad for the miracle that He shows me the Word of God and unfolds it to me where I can understand it just a little bit.
Yes. Amen.
You're like, this guy's crazy. I have you to know. I had my marble bag at the church. I was going to bring it. And it was empty. I done lost all my marbles.
Yeah.
People done have mercy on me. Started bringing me marbles from my bag again. So I ain't lost all my marbles. I still got a couple of them. Can I tell you what a miracle is? And this is a big miracle. Listen to me. It's a miracle when you can love unconditionally.
Wow.
Amen? Amen? Now we'll love. I love you, Mark, as long as you love me back.
Yeah.
That's not unconditional.
Yeah, that's right.
Boy, I love you if you don't talk bad about me. That's unconditional.
Yeah.
I'm putting conditions on that, ain't I? Unconditional love says, I'm going to love you anyways, buddy. I'm going to pray for you anyways, even though you're a heathen and you need to get saved. I'm going to pray for you anyways.
Amen.
I love how Baptist people talk trash about one another. Oh, they'll run them through the mill. Bless their little heart. Like that's going to put a seal of God's approval on it.
Yeah.
It's a miracle that we can love unconditionally if we don't stop in the midst of the miracle. I wish I could tell you every day is going to be a bed of roses. I wish I could tell you all your prayers are going to be answered. I wish I could tell you you'll never have another problem. You'll never have a bad report from the doctor. Your bank account will never get to zero. Nobody's going to get sick around you. Everything's going to be good. Biden's not going to be in the White House. Hey, I'm going to tell you, I wish I could tell you that, but I can't. I'm afraid America done made its bed.
Yes, sir.
It's going to lay in it.
Yes, sir.
We got the greatest military on the face of the earth. No outside force is going to take our shoreline. But we're being overtaken from inside out.
Yes. Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
Boy, I'm going to tell you the miracle to love unconditionally. Those who talk bad about you, those who talk bad about your children, those that went through divorce, you're still going to love that one you divorced even though they're gone. You're glad they're gone. You're still going to love them unconditionally.
Yes, amen.
Well, God understands my unique situation. No.
No.
I believe that's the reason why He left the holes in His hands, don't you? He can cuff them up like this. And as you're making excuses why you don't love somebody, just running out the holes in His hands.
Amen.
It don't hold water with God. Amen. I'm glad He gave me the miracle. Do I accept that miracle? I do the very best I can. And I tell you, there's a lot of work God needs to work on me. I'm the first to say, I'm glad He ain't done with me. I ain't dead yet. There's a lot of work to do with me. There's a whole lot of work to do with you. Amen. We're not perfect is what I'm trying to say. If we're not perfect, why would we demand perfection from somebody else?
Yes, amen. 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 That's good right there.
Boy, that'd be a miracle in itself.
Yeah.
Can I tell you, we can't stop in the midst of a miracle. This woman, we're reading right here where she showed compassion, she showed charity, she showed concern. She gave all she had to this man. A stranger walked up to her. Then she went back to the barrel. Boy, I bet she was amazed when she run it up and that dipper's full of enough to make another cake for her and her son.
Yeah.
There wasn't no oil on that cruise.
Right.
She popped the top on and every time she opened it, something just kept pouring out. It's empty. Nothing in it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go back to that empty cruise. She probably looked at it, probably held it up like that. Well, ain't nothing in it. Let me pour it over here and it starts pouring out again.
Yeah. Yeah. Think about that.
She couldn't stop in the midst of a miracle.
Yeah.
Can I tell you something else here? Number two, the miracle in the midst of our homes. We can't stop in the midst of a miracle.
No.
The world is in total chaos. Man, just look around. The world is falling upon itself. There's no peace in the world. But I'm going to tell you, with all this chaos, with food prices rising, with gas prices rising, and can I tell you, we're in the brink of World War III right now. And if that don't happen, our nation inside is on the brink of a civil war.
Right.
All this is churning on around us. But the miracle I have in my home, I can gather around my family, around the table, and we can have peace with God. God, harmony with God. Let the world fall apart. I'm at the master's table right now. I have peace with Him. Hey, I can't quit in the midst of a miracle in my home.
Yes, amen.
I got to have the peace.
Yes, sir.
Sickness is going to come. Death's going to come. Hardship's going to come. But the miracle of God will not leave us or forsake us during these times.
Yes, amen.
Brother Mark, I know you have too. I've been beside so many saints of God as He went over and stepped over into glory land.
Yeah.
Held the hands of probably over 90 of the people themselves as they were dying. Saints of God. Seeing them going on. I've seen some pointing toward heaven. I've seen them say, can you see him coming? I had a 104-year-old man. I went to see him at the hospital. He's right ready to step over into glory. And he was trying to say something. I leaned in. I said, what are you trying to say, Jack? He said, I woke up this morning with a song on my heart. he started singing, "I'm looking for a city." Woo! Glory! Hallelujah! Old crazy preacher made laps around the hospital room. I was shouting the glory of God. I can't quit in the midst of a miracle in my home. Can't stop. It don't matter how hard it gets in the world.
That's right.
Can't quit in the midst of a miracle.
That's good.
Well, I'm looking at something here. A miracle in the midst of our churches. Mark, I'm going to tell you what's going on in Mountain State. It's a miracle. People getting saved left and right. People excited about the things of God. That's a miracle of God. You can't quit in the midst of the miracle. Can I tell you that? God's got something to hold up. The miracle is going to continue on. I don't understand what's going on at Virginia Street Baptist Church. We just started loving Him and loving one another, and they just started coming in the doors. Amen.
Amen.
Seeing people saved left and right. Go down there on Easter Sunday morning, we got our baptistry ripped plumb out, and our last time I baptized in a horse trough on the platform. People still wanting to go. Easter Sunday morning, I was going to baptize six down in the river, down there at New River. One got saved that morning. He called me. I didn't even know he got saved. You're like, how you do that? I'll show you in a minute. He told some people around his little circle, hey, I said that prayer. I didn't know until I started heading down the river and the awfulest rainstorm you ever seen, lightning and thunder, and I told Becky, I said, this ain't going to happen. There ain't no way in the world we're going to get in that river with all this lightning bouncing around the sky. I get a phone call. This old guy says, hey, I just accepted the Lord at the church. Would you allow me to be baptized down on the river? I said, you bring yourself on, thunder or not. We're going to get baptized today. Amen. Can't stop in the midst of a miracle. A miracle was taking place. We get down there. It's pouring the rain. Man, I tell you, we back up there. Right there at the bottom of Bad Off Mountain. You get on the river right there. There's an outtaker on the river. We get down there, and all of a sudden, the rain stopped. And the clouds lifted up above the mountains. Such a beautiful scenery. We baptized all eight of them, and we had a service on the side of that riverbank. We was a shouting, we was a testifying, we was having a good time and singing in the Lord down there on the riverbank, and we would have missed it all. I would have missed that man that I never met before, who was my brother in Christ, coming into the water with tears running down his face. He said, I'm glad I could get baptized today.
Yeah.
What a miracle.
Yes, amen.
There's a miracle going on in the churches today.
Yeah.
I don't understand it. I don't know what's going on. All I know is I'm going to get out of the way and let it go. Amen. I'm not going to stop in the midst of the miracle. Hey, I've got some folks in the church that's got cancer. I ain't going to stop in the midst of a miracle until they're saved. I got people with heart disease. I'm not going to start in the midst of the miracle until they get cured. Amen. I've got people I pointed out. A lady been praying for her daughters to be lined up on the pew. I'm not going to stop in the midst of that miracle. And old Sunday morning, Mother Day, her pew was plumb full. The miracle took place. Hey, we can't quit in the midst of a miracle. We got to raise our hands to God and give Him glory and praise. Not to the football crowd, not to the basketball crowd, but to the one who saved your everlasting soul.
Yes, amen.
When's the last time you raised your hand up in church?
Yes, amen.
It won't hurt.
Yeah.
Just raise your hand one time. Everybody.
Yeah.
Now just shake it.
Yeah.
Let's say, glory, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Woo! We can't stop in the midst of a miracle. God's got something He's going to do. I don't understand it. All I'm going to do is get along the board with God. I'm not going to wait till He gets aboard of me. I'm getting on His ship. I'm going to ride with Him for a while. Amen. I don't know what's going on here for Mountain State Baptist Church. People getting saved every week. Things are happening here. The youth is building up. Hey, I'm going to tell you. I ain't going to stop in the midst of a miracle.
Yes, amen.
You got people in your church that's got cancer.
Yes, sir.
We ain't going to stop in the midst of a miracle. God's going to heal them, amen. If we get to the place where we're showing charity and concern and compassion, God will open up the miracles
yes.
and drop
amen.
Them down on our churches.
Yes, amen.
We got people in your church, I guarantee you, got heart disease.
Yeah.
Oh, we ain't going to stop in the midst of a miracle. We got people praying for husbands, praying for wives, praying for children, praying for grandma and grandpa. Hey, we ain't going to quit in the midst of a miracle. Amen.
Yes, amen. Amen. Amen.
We can't. We can't stop.
Yes, amen.
Can I show you something else in the Word of God? If this woman would have stopped after the first dipper full. That's shouting grounds right there. I mean, she
yeah.
she got me well, nothing.
Sure.
We got to shout the roof down. She kept going back. That was part of the miracle. She kept going back and back until it rained, the Bible said.
Yeah.
That's right.
But if she would have stopped in the midst of that miracle, what was getting ready to happen never would have happened.
Yeah.
The Bible says in verse 17, and it came to pass after these sayings that the son of the woman, the mistress of the house, fell sick. And her sickness was so sore that there was no breath left in him.
Yeah.
Man, her son died.
Yeah.
Now, if she would have stopped in the midst of the miracle, this miracle never would have took place.
Yeah.
The Bible says in verse 22, and the Lord heard the voice of Elijah, and the soul of the child came in unto him again, and he received, and the Lord and Elijah took the child and brought him down out of the chamber into the house and delivered him unto his mother. And Elijah said, see, thy son liveth.
Yeah. Yeah.
She didn't quit in the midst of her miracle. I mean, what was taking place was awesome. What was going on was a miracle from God. But if she would have just stopped, the miracle would have ended. Can I tell you, there's a lot of miracles ending in our families, in our lives, and in our churches because we stop. Things don't go my way. I'm going to pucker up. I'm going to gather up my marbles. I'm going to go somewhere else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Miracle ended for them.
Yeah.
Not going to stop in the midst of a miracle.
Yeah. Amen.
We can't afford to.
Yeah. No,
I believe we got folks in our churches and our lives right on the edge of stepping into glory, going to get saved. And they're here on the boundary line and they're wavering back and forth. You're praying as hard as you can pray. The miracles have done started coming in. Boy, some tragedy will happen over here. Takes your eye off of Jesus and you stop praising His name. You stop praying and that miracle that's right on the edge of getting saved starts going backwards again.
Yeah.
Folks, we can't stop.
Yeah.
Can't stop in the midst of a miracle. We're going to finish this. We're going to see the fullness of the miracles take place and going to step over and get saved and be born again into the family of God.
Yeah.
Can't stop in the midst of a miracle.
Yes, amen.
This lady shows us here. Boy, I'm going to tell you how hard you think that was to give everything she had to that man.
Yeah, it's been hard.
With her little boy standing right beside her. Mommy, I'm hungry.
Yeah.
Mommy, I'm about to starve to death. Mommy, I don't know what we're going to do. I'm so hungry, I just ain't going to make it. I know, son. Hey, woman, bring me what you got to eat. Mommy, that's our food. Yeah, but he needs it worse than us. Boy, that's where the miracle started right there.
Yeah, think about that.
She'd have said, no, buddy. Move on down the line. I'm going to get what we got right here and we're going to die. She was already in a hopeless situation.
Yeah.
She didn't stop in the midst of the miracle.
Yeah, yeah.
She gave everything she had to that man. He said, because this, you just go back to the barrel again.
Yeah.
And again. And again.
Yeah.
And again. And again.
Yeah.
And every time she went, there was plenty enough to feed. And they sustained the life. Boy, she could have stopped right there. You, Mountain State, you could stop right here in the midst of your miracle. People talk about it for years, what's going on up here. how the church house filled up. How people's excited for God. People will talk about it from now on. And you can say, we did our job. But you can't stop in the midst of this miracle. There's more people need saved. There's more people need help. There's homes need to be put back together. There's people inside the fellowship of God out in the hog pen right now, and they need to be gone to, and they need to be brought back in the fellowship of God. They might stink to high heavens like the hog pen, but we need to love them like Jesus loved us. We can't stop in the midst of the miracle. Can't stop in the midst of a miracle. What would your miracle be if you would ask for one right now? What would it be? Don't you hate it when preachers ask questions? What would your miracle be? Somebody get saved? Somebody get healed? Somebody get right with God? Are you worthy for that miracle? None of us is worthy. We're all sinners saved by the grace of God. But I believe God tested this woman right here. When that guy come up there and said, give me a little water. Without hesitation. Without trying to think it through. She's willing to give what water she had to him. And the Bible says as she turned to go get the water. Hey woman. Make me a cake while you're at it. Buddy. This is all we got. Me and the boy going to eat this little bit. We're going to die. Well, you just make it to me first. God will take care of the rest. Yeah. Did you ever wonder why he said, make me the one first? I pondered it on that. Why did he say, make me the cake first? I think that's part of the test. To see if she would do it. I mean, she's against the wall. There's no help. There's no hope. She's done for. But she was willing to give everything she had. Willing to show the love that she needed to have. I believe God found her worthy. And that boy just kept putting meal in that barrel. But the miracle didn't stop there. When her boy died, she brought him back up from the life. I'm going to tell you the fullness of the miracle. I want to see the fullness of the miracles.
Amen.
I'm tired of bits and pieces of miracles.
Amen.
Let's see the full thing. Our Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for allowing me to be here tonight.